The Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport is about 5 times bigger than those in other communities of the same size, in part because 90% of the cargo flights between Asia and North America come through Alaska. Cargo traffic has grown over the years, but recently dropped. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Billions of tons of cargo move through Anchorage and Fairbanks, making Alaska number 2 in the country and number 5 in the world for cargo traffic. As a result, the airport is responsible for 1 in 8 jobs in Anchorage and contributes $850 million in salaries to the economy, according to a study by the Institute of Social and Economic Research. And each landing brings about $2,000 in fees to the airport. But airport manager John Parrott says the number of landings has dipped.
We are landing in the neighborhood of 600 wide-bodied aircraft per week at the airport. And at its worst, we believe it was about 25 airplanes per week that were overflying us.
Parrott says part of the problem was the global recession, but another reason is a fuel shortage. Carriers can carry less fuel and more cargo if they refuel in Alaska en route. When fuel is unavailable or unaffordable in Alaska, some travel on to Canadian airports or to Seattle to refuel.
It's not a problem that causes us to wring our hands all day long, but it is a problem that we don't want to get to that point, and we want to resolve it while it's still small.
Demand for jet fuel is seasonal and can be unpredictable. Passenger traffic and merchants stocking up for Christmas keep planes and the refineries busy in the summer and fall. There's a big drop in cargo traffic in January and February when shopping goes down and when many Chinese take vacations for the Chinese New Year. Better forecasts of air carrier needs will help suppliers meet demand. That's one solution that has come out of discussions among a large group of stakeholders, including fuel providers and transporters, air carriers, and state agencies. The group has started talking about how they can better plan, communicate, and coordinate activities so that every carrier that wants to come through Anchorage can get the fuel it needs. I'm Jacqueline Estes.